foundations of amateur radio. Building a shack makes a number of assumptions about your situation, and to make it abundantly clear, it's not the only way to enjoy the hobby of amateur radio. Visiting clubs locally and remotely, being a member of a club, visiting other amateurs, setting up your station in a suitcase or a backpack, on a bicycle, in a car, on a bus or in a boat, some of the many other avenues open to you. That said, there is something magical about building your own shack. It has the ability to transform your hobby, and if you have the opportunity, I can highly recommend it, and I'd like to encourage you to consider the notion. As I've said previously, there is plenty of exploration and learning associated with putting one together. After you've spent some time reflecting, planning, designing, sourcing, building and testing the environment where you do amateur radio, you're likely to reach a point where you'll refer to that space as your shack. You might even come to think of it as your shack, rather than a collection of trade-offs that you've constructed in the best way you know how. Inevitably, you'll wonder what to do next. Several things come to mind. Creature comforts is probably the most obvious. A push-to-talk footbedal or a desk microphone, either on a stand or hanging from a boom. An audio mixer, a couch, a soldering station, a microwave oven, a fan or air conditioning. In other words, plenty of opportunities for improvement and enhancement. Then there's computing, something that might interest you or not. It offers the ability to explore a whole different side of amateur radio, from logging through to digital modes, from weak signal propagation to tracking satellites. The possibilities are endless. Your shack is also potentially a communal place where you can meet with your friends to share the experience. It's a place for contemplation, for relaxation, for being an amateur. All of it is open to you as possibility, an excuse to improve and enhance. The thing is, that too will come to a point of, let's call it, completion, and you're left with more questions. Amateur radio is inherently experimental in nature. That's the whole point of the pursuit. Your license gave you access to the playground. Your shack is that playground. Now it's up to you to play. Of course, what playing looks like is unique to you. Over the past 15 years, I've been describing what playing looks like to me. And from the over 3 million downloads last year from my website alone, not to mention the newsletters, rebroadcasts, podcast inclusions, other streaming services, news reports, social media, and messages I've received, they've encouraged you to explore and investigate this wondrous activity. The point is, the shack you just completed isn't finished, and hopefully it never will be. Whichever one it is, the first one, the one after that, or the next one, your shack is a place where you can experiment, learn, discover, test, fail, succeed, challenge, and enjoy the hobby of amateur radio. It's not the only place where you'll find this hobby, but it's your place. So have at it. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.